चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट। इक्विटी इंडाइसेस गेन अहेड ऑफ ऑगस्ट डेरिवेटिव कॉन्ट्रैक्ट एक्सपायरी। इक्विटी बेंचमार्क इंडाइसेस वेर इन द पॉजिटिव टेरेन ड्यूरिंग अर्ली आवर्स ऑन थर्सडे अहेड ऑफ द एक्सपायरी ऑफ ऑगस्ट सीरीज डेरिवेटिव कॉन्ट्रैक्ट। At 10:15 AM, the BSE S&P Sensex was up by 178 points or 0.46% at 39,242, while the Nifty 50 gained by 46 points or 0.4% at 11,596. Except for Nifty Auto, all sectoral indices at the National Stock Exchange were in the green, with Nifty Realty gaining by 3.2%. Most real estate stocks surged in opening trade after the Maharashtra government moved to cut stamp duty. Suntech Realty jumped by 7.6%, Oberoi Realty by 6.6% and DLF by 2.2%. The other prominent gainers were IndusInd Bank, which advances by 3.7% to ₹588.55 per share, while Axis Bank ticked up by 1.3% and ICICI Bank by 1.1%. HDFC, Tata Motors, Grasim, Cipla and Tech Mahindra too traded with a positive bias. However, shares of Hindustan Aeronautics plunged by 12% to ₹1,035.50 per share after the company said that the government plans to sell its 15% stake through public offering of shares. Auto stocks were also on slippery ground, with Bajaj Auto, Hero MotoCorp, Eicher Motors and Maruti Suzuki witnessing a marginal losses. Meanwhile, Asian shares were flat despite Wall Street record run overnight, as US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell prepared to outline a more flexible approach to the policy later during the day. MSCI's broadest index of Asia Pacific share outside Japan turned flat after earlier reaching its highest since 2018. Japan's Nike eased by 0.4% and South Korea fell by 0.8% as the jump in coronavirus cases ended 4 days of rise.